November 26, 1974, France's health minister Simone Veil addressed Parliament's 480 men, 9 women to make her case for a bill that would legalize abortion in France.
Je voudrais tout d'abord vous faire partager une conviction de femme.
Hers was not a rousing feminist speech. Abortion, she said, is always a tragedy. The law, she said, would legalize a procedure that was happening anyway, to bring it out of the shadows and control it, even to dissuade women from resorting to it. After 48 hours of debate, at 3:40 a.m. on November 29th, Parliament passed the law with 284 votes for, 189 against. It came into effect on January 17th, 1975, legalizing abortion in France for 5 years.
It was just for a short period. It was just an experiment.
Sophie Hérault is a family doctor in the Paris region. She was a medical student when the law was passed, and she immediately wanted to learn how to perform abortions.
I said to myself, I have to learn how to make abortions so I can help women if it's not allowed afterwards.
So you were ready to do it illegally?
Yeah.
Hérault says she was very influenced by the social and feminist movements of the late 1960s. Simone Veil, after whom the law is named, was more subdued to convince recalcitrant lawmakers. She put it in terms of rule of law.
La loi est ouvertement bafouée.
The law is openly flouted, even ridiculed, she said, and this puts into question the authority of the state. 5 years after abortion was legalized, it was made permanent. The number of abortions performed in France has remained stable at about 220,000 each year. But Sophie Hérault says it still remains a taboo.
Even today, it's the intern who are doing abortions in the hospital. Doctors say, oh, you're doing abortion, oh.
At a family planning center in Paris, Benedict, a counselor, speaks with a woman about to get a medical abortion, pills that will induce a miscarriage. Can I take painkillers? Asks the patient. Yes, before, she says. Benedict warns the woman will eject pieces of tissue. 37-year-old Angoon is waiting at the clinic. She's 7 weeks pregnant. She says it was not easy to figure out where to go. It's up to you to make appointments, she says. Each hospital has its own schedule, and they only do abortions certain days of the week. Meanwhile, your pregnancy advances. 24-year-old Fabienne is right on the edge of the 12-week deadline. She may have to go to Holland, where abortion is legal up to 5 months. I'm from Cameroon, she says, where abortion is illegal and you have to do it in secret. We're lucky here in the West. People have accepted that women might not want to have a baby. Over the years, France's abortion law has been modified. The time limit was extended from 10 to 12 weeks in 2001. In 1982, it became reimbursable by the public health insurance. Dr. Sophie Hérault says abortion rights are moving in the right direction. The problem today is access. Doctors can say no, written into the law as a conscience clause, allowing them not to perform abortions.
Many doctors say, no, I don't want to do it because it's my conscience clause. Or some want to do it just till 10 weeks of pregnancy.
With consolidation of health centers, women are losing access to local abortion clinics. So in practice, abortion isn't always easy to access. But Hérault is optimistic. Doctors of her generation who perform abortions are activists, she says. Today, younger doctors don't see it that way.
The young doctors, they always have known abortion, they always have known contraception, and they really think it's normal, it's part of the life.
Sarah Elzis, RFI, Paris. Additional reporting by Laurence Théo.